Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 7:23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can watch videos, you can subscribe to my newsletter, take the poll question on the homepage. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whatever you got going on, wherever you are on the time continuum of ownership. Having a great visit with our new friend, Edward T. Riley. He says we can call him Ed. He's the editor of the American Management Association's Business Boot Camp. That's the title of the new book, Business Boot Camp. And it's just filled, folks, with ways of helping you become a little more, plain English ways of helping you become a little more sophisticated, a little bit more professional as the chief executive officer of your small business. Ed, thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations on the book.
Thanks.
One of the things that's been interesting to me to read about and to understand has been I was fascinated by James Surowiecki's book, The Wisdom of Crowds, and where he talked about how groups of people who were diverse, even completely diverse in terms of education, produced a better result than teams that were all was completely filled with highly educated people.
Well, there's lots of evidence that shows that problem solving, if led properly, when you have people with different backgrounds and different ideas looking at a problem from a different way, will much more frequently come to the right answer than one person with the same idea.
And as you point out in your book, as you talk about in your book, small business owners have to deal with that diverse group every day, because oftentimes the owner's got
one
an education.
Of the
maybe
the leadership that we talk about is to involve other people to get their ideas, to value their ideas. A, you get lots of good ideas from those people, and B, when you finally come up with the real activity that you're going to go forward with, they feel like they've had a sense of role of playing part of that, and they become much more committed to it, and you have a much better chance of making that successful.
And this is an example of where it's tougher for a small business CEO, because a big business CEO is not likely to have to deal with that many diverse people, especially from an education standpoint, from a background standpoint. But small business owners, they're dealing with an MBA who's their VP to a truck driver who may not have graduated from high school.
Think about how good the information those small business owners have if they really tap into it. They have the ability to reach down and actually talk to people who talk to their customers every day. They don't have to talk to the second assistant vice president of customer service someplace. They talk to people that actually deal with their folks. They see the product at work. They see their customers on a day-in and day-out basis. That kind of pure feedback is just priceless when you're trying to run a business.
And what does your book have to say to people who are managing those tasks and those relationships?
Well, we talk about the importance of being a leader as well as being a manager. You know, we're fond of saying that we're the American Management Association, but I can tell you that management is a necessary but no longer sufficient skill. You need to be a leader of those people. You need to lay out for them a vision of where you want to go with your business. You need to gain commitment for that vision, and you need to be able to surround yourself with people who are committed to making your business successful, the same as you are.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what another thing you talk about is motivating employees, keeping them motivated. I know that's a big part of your assignment and at the AMA. What are some of the things that you have for us in the book on motivating employees?
Well, I think you need to pay attention to people. You need to make sure that they're well informed. You need to make sure, obviously, that the basics are covered. They need to be reasonably compensated. They need to feel like they've got an opportunity to be able to grow with your company. They've got to feel that their work is meaningful and that it makes a difference, and you value that. And you need to be able to recognize that on an ongoing basis, so that people get constant reinforcement about what they're doing. But they also need to know what it is that's going to be deemed successful behavior, and be committed to your success the same as you are.
One of the things that I've been commenting on the last few years, Ed, you probably have noticed this too, is my business career began in the 60s, so I've been in doing this thing in a lot of decades, and I have never seen a time in the marketplace when as many generations were actively involved coming to work every day. Have you?
Well, there hasn't been. The fact of the matter is people's careers are stretching longer, and each one of these groups, I think we generally consider we've got four different categories of people. You got
maybe
baby boomers
five.
And millennials,
maybe
Gen
five.
Ys and Gen Xers and so on. And they've all got, we cover this in the book, they've all got slightly different attitudes of what motivates them and so on. But the fact of the matter is we've also found that if you can get these different groups to work together, if you recognize the fact that they are a little bit different, that they want different things out of life and out of work, and you can get them to work together, you'll get a much stronger, more cohesive organization than being dominated
by
just one
group
or another.
That is a challenge that managers, especially small business managers, are having to deal with these days. That is new. I think that is unique in the history of managing people, don't you?
Well, it is. It's a new phenomenon. It has to do with are aging gracefully in place.
Right.
People are working just as hard and just as strong when they're into their 60s as they were in their 40s and 50s. Some of the economics has changed that. Some of our lifestyle habits have changed.
Ed, I apologize. I got to wrap it up. Will you come back another day? You got a lot to teach us.
I'd love to. This has been great.
Thank you. Ed Reilly, ladies and gentlemen. Edward T. Reilly. Business Bootcamp is the name of his book. Find it wherever books are sold. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.